All right, in the lead-off for the entertainment news, Jimmy Fallon started The Tonight Show last night. I know there's a lot of people that think he's going to do a great job. I'm sorry. I'm just one of the negative naysayers. I just don't think Jimmy Fallon's going to do honor to the history of Tonight Show. But he's off to a good start. He brought The Tonight Show, as you probably already know, back to New York City. First time in about 42 years, he is in the studio that Jack Parr used and Johnny Carson used before he took the show to California in 1972. Some interesting, a lot of interesting things happen. A lot of stars on his show to get things up and running. After his monologue, Jimmy sat down on the desk and said that a friend of his owed him $100 because he said Jimmy would never be the host of The Tonight Show. Then Robert De Niro came out and slapped a $100 bill on Jimmy's desk. Lots of other people came out. Tina Fey, Joe Namath, not with the pimp fur coat, by the way. Rudy Giuliani, Mariah Carey, Tracy Morgan, blah, blah, blah. A ton of people came out and wished him well and got his first show off to a great start. Now, listen, I'm not wishing him any ill will. I hope he does a great job. I hope he does a tremendous job with it and is just a huge success. I don't know that Jimmy Fallon's sense of humor and his styling is what The Tonight Show is all about. My perception, Jimmy Fallon's a little more hip. He's a little more, edgy. The Tonight Show audience, listen, when was the last time I watched The Tonight Show? But The Tonight Show audience has a tendency to be a bit more mature, a bit more conservative, a bit more, I don't know, laid back. I don't know. We'll find out. But he's off to a good start. U2 was the musical guest, by the way. A friend of mine sent me a text that I read this morning and said they killed it. They just absolutely crushed and sounded fantastic, which is kind of hard to do on live TV. All right. Here's an interesting story. You know how Taylor Swift has got the reputation that every time she breaks up with a guy, she writes a hit song or a hit album, and that's the inspiration for all of her songs. Well, the story is coming out that her entire Red album was written as a result of a bad relationship situation. Apparently, her first real romantic interlude, if you know what I'm saying, was Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay. And the reason things went bad in their relationship is he no-showed at her birthday party. So, anyway, that's what Radar Online says as far as the source. They say a source is saying that Taylor was dating, if you know what I'm saying, Jake Gyllenhaal. She thought she was going to marry him. That's how in love she was with him. She was 20. He was 33. She threw herself a 21st birthday party. Jake was supposed to be there, so she thought. On the day of the party, he just disappeared from her life. Didn't call, didn't text. Apparently, she tried to find him. He never came around. And there is the impetus for the Red album. Who knows? All right. The story that we talked about not too long ago was the college ball player that came out as openly gay and questioned whether or not that was going to have an effect on his ability to be drafted. ESPN recently surveyed 51 NFL players for their thoughts about having a gay teammate. It was an anonymous survey. And for reference, the pool of 51 players is just shy of the 53-man roster for a team. 86% of the players said that a teammate's sexuality does not matter to them. They also seem divided on whether a gay teammate would feel comfortable in the locker room. Let's see here. They say, if I had a teammate or a coach who used homophobic slurs last season, did you or did you not, true or false? 63% said yes, they did. Anyway, so it seems that initially the environment may be positive for him to join an NFL team. We'll see. We'll see what happens with the draft, and we'll see what happens with the publicity afterwards. Remember ABBA? Apparently, they had some pretty funky outfits back in the 70s and 80s. So did a lot of people. But apparently, in a recent interview about an upcoming book, Bjorn Ulvaeus, I don't know what his last name really is pronounced, Bjorn Ulvaeus, he said that their absurd fashion wasn't so much, their outfits weren't so much just for fashion, it was so they could be tax deductible. They figured out that their clothes could be tax deductible only if the costumes were so wild that they were clearly for performing and could not be worn on the street. Bjorn says, in my honest opinion, we looked like crazy nuts in those years. Nobody can have been as badly dressed on stage as we were. Benny Anderson adds, I've never regretted any of those pictures that about our outfits. I just grin and bear it. Photos of the crazy outfits are online. Go forth and enjoy. WSAU, hold tight. Here comes Mr. Todd Starnes.